Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 14th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
Taryn, I came as fast as I could. I heard that there was confirmed macking in the house. The Lita symbol went up over Pittsburgh. It's like cat ears and a glass of wine. And I came as fast as I could. It's a little late in the season, but I'm here.
The macking has occurred. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 70 in the house as we near the finish line of the season. And if you tuned in yesterday, then you know that in the wee hours of the morning on day 70, Monte got risque.
Pretty good. Yeah. 7 out of 10. I'll take that headline.
Of course, Taylor and Alyssa are on the block at the moment. The house guests have been staying up all night. Now we know likely this was all ruse to outlast everyone until finally Taylor and Monty could get some time alone, and they made use of that time.
Yeah, and you know, it was especially hard to get Alyssa out of there because she's not used to anybody lasting very long.
Yeah, definitely tricky situation there. So that happened in the morning. And of course, this is potentially dangerous for Taylor, as if Brittany feels like Taylor is more with Monty, Brittany could flip on Taylor. If Turner feels like Monty is more with Taylor, Turner could flip on Taylor and Monty. So it is important that they keep this a secret. Taylor says as much. Nobody can know. So she at least does not seem to plan to tell anybody about it. So that's good.
Yeah, I really don't. I know people are saying like, this is, you know, it's dangerous, it's stupid, whatever. I really don't think this is that big a deal. Just because like, first of all they did was make out. Like, trust me, I did my due diligence. They didn't go all the way. It's like pretty easy to hide that. And like, there's really not that much time left. Like, I really don't think this is that big of a problem. Like, I don't think anybody's going to catch them. There's only five people in that big house. Like, it'll be fine.
Well, yes, I think that it's not super likely that they get caught. Although, it's not like it went unnoticed that, Taylor and Monty, you know, stayed up together, that she slept in his bed. Spoilers for tonight. They did it again. It might not go unnoticed again, but Turner is also not the most observant of people. So we'll see.
I don't know. Also, like, people get close to the, like, it's, everybody knows that they're close. I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. Maybe they're going to be dumb. But I get it. Regardless of how you feel about Monty personally, he's hot. Like, if I'd been there for 70 days, like, Jesus Christ, I don't think she's in love with him. I just think, like, I mean, she was ready to make out with Daniel. Like, this girl is bored.
Yes.
Like, some
flag. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with Taylor hooking up with Monty. Just that, again, the importance here is to keep it a secret for this particular week, for this particular vote, as things are looking a little bit dangerous for Taylor this week. So they're going to do their thing. There is debate about how much happened. Lita apparently is willing to make a ruling here that it was just making out.
Because didn't Monty say, like, I'm humbled that we didn't go all the way? Or was that from the first, which, first of all, that's the most hilarious word choice. Like, saying that you're humbled that you didn't have sex with somebody is very funny to me. But or was that from the first day and I got the timeline mixed up?
Well, so this morning, let's just, you know what, we're talking about it. Let's just skip ahead to what happened here on the morning of day 71. They were cuddling again after waiting everyone out. And Monty, you know, apropos of nothing, or maybe not, said, Let me take my shorts off. And she goes, oh, hot already? He goes, not even that. It's a uncaged snake.
Ew. I don't like that. Also, I don't know that you keep a snake in a cage. That seems like the worst possible receptacle for a snake.
I think that was the point, right? I think,
I think you keep them in a tank. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if you uncage the snake if it's just making out. I don't know.
Do we have CC though? Confirmed coitus?
I don't know that it's confirmed, but we do know that the snake has been uncaged.
Wow. The Montaconda or something there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he said something the night before too about like come like
unfortunate pause
mask in my bear musk or something.
I am disgusted. He said come bask in it.
I don't remember the exact wording. It was probably not that exactly. I didn't write that one down. Heat.
Oh my God. I feel like there's a Monty Python joke bear to be heat. Made here, and I'm so close. But in his bear heat?
He said, soak in this bear heat.
Like B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E? Because either work, I guess. But he's got quite a menagerie.
He really, you know, he's
like Dr. Doolittle.
Oh boy. Anyway.
No, not anyway. This is the only thing I came here to talk about. I missed this early this morning. I went to bed last night thinking I'm all prepared for the update.
Well, I mean, I'm very curious. I feel like, you know, I talked to Jacob Jones and Asia about the one arm pickup and how that might make them melt. I'm curious now, does the bear heat and uncaged snake make people melt?
No. No. I mean, like cringe is sort of like a form of melting. I don't know. I guess it depends, like, how well you back up the claims of it being a snake. You know, if it's actually like a gecko, that's unfortunate.
Oh boy.
Which, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't false advertise. That's my point.
Yes.
I guess snakes can be small. Garter snake.
Yeah, a little tiny.
This is a snakes. Zoology podcast, by the way. I mean, we started talking out, these updates on the confirmed coitus talking about heavy petting. So now we have a petting zoo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's what's going on with Taylor and Monty. Brittany's going to start her day here on day 70, crying in the bathroom. Nobody wants to hang out with Brittany. It's, they all keep staying up all night and then sleeping in all day. And she can't hang. And she's pretty sure they're doing this so that they can avoid hanging out with her, which is partially true.
Okay, well, she should try being more fun.
Or being able to stay up later, I guess. Brittany's going to talk to Alyssa, and Alyssa's going to start campaigning to Brittany. Brittany says, look, you don't need to campaign to me. It's not up to me. It's up to Turner and Monty this week. And Alyssa's like, well, I feel like I could have Turner. You know, Turner's my friend. And Brittany gives her a look like,
is Turner your friend?
Alyssa's like, what? I would assume, right? Like, I don't know exactly where I stand here, but, you know, it's, I assume it's just, I need you. Brittany says, nope, it's not up to me. I'm not allowed to say more.
And Alyssa is like very, she's not just saying that Turner is her friend. She's like, he loves me. Like,
yeah.
I can totally get him. So she's working on Brittany here because she thinks that she has Turner, but Brittany and Turner are going to be very, go ask your dad, go ask your mom for the first part of this day.
Yeah. Alyssa says, well, look, I really feel like it's in the best interest of both you and Turner to keep me, that Taylor's a much bigger jury threat, I am anti Monty, Taylor is not, it works for both of you, I think, for many reasons. She goes on to say again that she can't even, you know, speak, publicly without starting to cry. And Taylor is amazing at speeches. She would crush a jury speech. And Brittany's like, yeah, you don't have to convince me. She's like, well, Brittany, I would be so blindsided if Turner was the reason I left this week. I would be so shocked. I would be so hurt and blindsided if he was really against me. I don't get what you're saying here.
Yeah. I do relate to the point about not being able to speak without crying. And Alyssa genuinely is making some solid points here. The problem is that they're just not really consistent. Like, and I get that she's throwing everything at the wall, but like at some points with Brittany, she's like, oh, you need me. Cause like when I win, an HOH, I'm going to go for like these people that you want me to go for. But then she's also like, but you want to keep me cause I can't win anything. So they're never going to vote for me. And it's like, I get what she's like trying to do, but she's just, trying to throw anything that'll land. And I mean, some of it's working because Brittany is primed to be mad at these people.
Yeah, very, very much so, I think, working here as Brittany starts to ask, because she's already feeling a little bit neglected. Do you think there's any shot that if Taylor won next week, she would protect me? And I says, I don't know. She said, well, that's what she's saying. And Alyssa says, well, it's easy to say that because it's not up to her if she wins HOH. And Brittany's like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, she's having slumber parties with Monty until 8 a.m. Like, you know, she's supposed to be with me. I just don't understand. And she asks, has she told you, do you know what she would have done if Taylor, if she had won the veto? And Alyssa says, well, hate to be the one to tell you this, but Taylor was telling us that we all need to win the veto so that we could keep things the same so we could get you out. I don't know if she's telling me the truth. I mean, obviously she might be lying to me, but that is what she was saying. So
this is so funny because like Brittany is the one who's mad that like nobody wanted to talk to her, be her friend until she won the veto. And now Alyssa is coming to her with this information now. And it's like, Alyssa is doing the same thing. Alyssa is like, if she really had this information this whole time and is only telling you now, reasonably Brittany should be annoyed at that. But she's so ready to just like do anything to exact her revenge on the slumber party pals that she's like overlooking. Honestly, Brittany and Alyssa are overlooking a lot of red flags that each other are saying this whole day. I mean, we'll get to it, but like they are just like in lockstep in that like Alyssa is desperate to stay and Brittany is desperate to do anything because she's annoyed that like they're suddenly buddy buddy because like Brittany just wants to create chaos.
It's this is Big Brother, right? Like the second their interests align, they're the best of friends.
Yeah.
It's how it works. Alyssa says, Brittany is going to go ahead and say, well, okay, listen, I'm just going to tell you, Turner made a deal with Monty to vote you out. That's why he's not on the block. And he told me I was not allowed to tell you because he wanted to tell you Wednesday night. So if you can convince Turner to keep you, I will keep you as well. And then that'd be great because then Monty will be mad at Turner and he'll come for Turner and we'll break them up. So that is the plan now. Alyssa has to go convince Turner to keep her. That is the goal at this point.
Yeah. And Alyssa and Brittany talk for a long time. I mean, the main critique of Taylor's game right now is just where is she?
She does pop up for like 10 minutes before, I believe, getting called to the diary room.
Yeah. But just this whole day is basically Brittany and Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
And then some Alyssa and Turner.
Yeah. Taylor does talk to the cameras at one point. It seemed like she was talking about the situation with Monty, but the cameras were cutting. But she basically said something along the lines of like, I'm ice cold. I love it.
Oh, it was, what, Zingbot's going to her head?
Maybe. This to me implied that like she's still planning to cut Monty when the time comes. And that's going to make for great TV.
Great. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Brittany is going to talk to the cameras as well. She says she's pissed and she's done and she's mad. She says, you're supposed to be awake from certain hours, like 10 to 10. And they're up late celebrating their final threeness, sleeping in all day, waking up at 2 p.m. It's annoying.
Yeah. I tweeted this earlier, but Brittany was saying like, this is against the rules. I tweeted the picture of Chrissy with the rule book from OTT. It was just like Brittany when everybody doesn't like her because of her own actions. Like, sorry, you were invited to the party. Try being less of a wet blanket.
I am with Brittany on this one. It is annoying. It is annoying to have to cover the all nighting.
Taryn. Boo. It's 3 hours earlier for you. You're fine. They're on your time. Whatever.
Yeah, I still have to be up at the same time for the update. So
yeah.
Anyway, she says, Taylor's supposed to have my back. Where is she right now? She says, I have nothing to lose. I'm ready to blow stuff up. I don't trust anyone.
Where is she right now? She's literally on the block and you're not. And you're the one melting down. Like, look, I obviously Taylor should be doing more here. It is not a good sign that one person on the block is all over the feeds campaigning to everybody that she needs to. And Taylor's nowhere to be found. But Brittany is melting down as if she is the one on the block and getting mad at Taylor about it.
Yes. It's important to remember, I think, that after Brittany won, Taylor sort of like admitted like, hey, I thought all of these things were true about you. Right. They had this long conversation where they cleared the air. But Brittany really spent a long time like, I can't believe you would have doubted me like that. Mm-hmm. And Brittany felt good about Taylor for a little while after that conversation. But now those doubts are creeping back in. Because she's not having the constant communication with Taylor anymore, the idea that like things might have slipped back into what they were before we had that conversation are making her worried. And she's worried that like the only reason Taylor had that conversation with her was to try and help get her to help get Turner on the block and not Taylor and to make sure that Brittany kept Taylor if she did go on the block. And now that she feels like she's locked Brittany in, that she doesn't need her anymore. And that she's focusing on Monty and Turner in their final three, which is unfortunately almost true because Taylor is working on Monty and Turner, especially late in the night. But she really does, I think, plan to cut them to bring Brittany to the end. She just doesn't realize that she needs to be sort of like coddling Brittany.
Yeah, which like, I mean, not to be like too much of a Taylor defender. I know like people are going to get on me for this, but it's just like, I get why she would not make coddling them her priority just because like Brittany and Alyssa are going around all day saying stuff. Brittany's saying like, I'm done. I hate all these people. Alyssa's saying everybody screws me over. I've been treated like shit in this house. If I'm Taylor, I'm like, come on. Like, nobody has been treated like shit more than her. I get being tired of being the one who has had to be here for 70 days, being treated terribly, and then still having to be the mom and go make sure everybody knows that you like them still. Like, It's exhausting, I bet. And she's also literally exhausted because they stayed up all night.
Yeah. And got a little worn out. I've been saying this all week. Like, I do feel like this was a foreseeable outcome. I feel like Monty should have seen it coming. I feel like Taylor should have seen it coming. Yeah. This is something that you know, could have been foreseen, should have been taken into account, has not been, and here it is growing into something potentially dangerous.
Yeah, growing into Brittany talking to the cameras like she's she's on the block, I guess. Like, she's talking to the cameras like, I am fighting for my family's right to exist. And it's like, what are you, this is like so dramatic.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Well, Turner is going to talk to Alyssa. She's going to have this this conversation with Turner. She says, I hope I have your vote. You know, because I could see you being persuaded by Monty. I know what happened last year with X and Kyland. So, you know, I just like, I've got your vote, right? And he says, yeah, of course, you have me. I don't need to be persuaded.
Turner's good here. By the way,
he's definitely lying.
I know. I think he's very convincing.
I don't think he should be lying, I think is my point.
Oh, well, I don't care about that because I don't like either of these people. So okay. for my sake, for my rooting interests, I think Turner's very good here. the lies are convincing.
I personally didn't think they were super convincing, but
I think Alyssa's totally buying it.
I think she bought it. Yes. When I was watching Turner, he was like looking away every 2 seconds and like,
oh, I just think he's a twitchy person.
And he was like, oh, I just hate being here. It just sucks now. And I was like, oh boy. I thought
the part where he was like, you have like, all you need to do is convince Brittany, or convince Brittany and Monty. Like, I think it's good. And Alyssa thinks that she totally checkmates him with, I won't be your friend if you vote me out.
Right. So how this conversation goes is that, he says, you don't need to persuade me. She says, do I need to persuade you? He says, no, yeah, I'm telling you, it's other people you need to convince. He says, I understand your confusion, but you've got me. And she says, okay, well, I'm going to talk to Brittany then, because I feel like I have a better shot with her than with Monty. Turner's like, I don't think so. I don't think so. She says, well, listen, Turner, I would be devastated if you betrayed me. And he said, I will not betray you. I promise. Literally 24 hours before he plans to tell her he's voting her out.
Yeah.
She says, listen, I know you're saying you won't betray me. I really feel like you have a better shot moving forward with Brittany and me than with Monty and Taylor. You have to see that, right? He says, of course I see that. She says, Monty is not going to turn on Taylor. They're going to go to the end together. He says, I know. I see it. I see it all. I'm not voting you out. She says, okay, I hope that we remain friends after this. You know, everyone screws me over. And he says, of course we will. Of course.
Yeah. And she threatens him.
That was the threat. That was the threat right there.
Yeah. It's very like, if you are not loyal to me, I won't be your friend anymore, which is like, I am trying to think of the type of player that this would work on. I guess it's Alyssa, but like, this is a play, right? Like people threaten their jury votes all the time. She threatens her jury vote as well, basically. But then there's like this outside of the game stuff. And when I think of the kind of person that this would work on, Turner is not it.
Like, yes.
I think that I love this conversation. I think it's very funny when Turner goes to Monty after this, which we'll talk about. But Alyssa is really thinking, this is like, my friendship in the real world is so valuable that I can use it as a bargaining chip. And it's like, girl, you can go on Instagram and see 20 of you, like literally without trying.
I think that what's happening here in this conversation is that she's been told by Brittany, like, look, Turner made a deal with Monty. Like, he is full on voting you out. He plans to tell you on Wednesday. And the second she asked him, he completely denied any of that, basically. Was like, no, of course I'm voting to keep you. Why are you even asking me about this? And she's like, really though? Like, you're not even telling me that Monty wants you to do a certain thing. Like, you're not telling me anything other than, of course I have you. You're sitting here in front of me saying, I will not betray you. I promise. Like, if you do still plan to betray me, like, why would you be doing this to me? Like, this is going to hurt way more than you just telling me that you're going to vote me out. Like, I hope that you're not just playing me and that you haven't been playing me this whole time. And I hope that you're not going to choose your bro over me when that doesn't even make sense for your game. I feel like that would really screw me over. And I feel like you're lying to me unnecessarily right now. And I feel like, I don't know, like, are we going to be friends after this? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think she's intending for it to be like a play necessarily. I think that she's genuinely feeling this way in the moment.
I think it's both. I think she's genuinely feeling this way, but this was also premeditated. She told Brittany that she was going to say something like this. Like, I'm going to tell, I mean, not in these words, but she said that she was going to tell Turner that she wouldn't be his friend anymore after this. And like, she thought that that would mean something to him.
I think that it means something to her as well. I think that she is feeling like, cause I think she also was like, Brittany, I think she's trying to convince Brittany, like, hey, like, Turner's not going to turn on me. Like, he's my friend. We're working together. It doesn't make any sense for him to turn on me. But he is going to go to Monty and say, I just had an emotional conversation with Alyssa. It sucked. I feel awful right now. Basically, she just told me that we won't be friends if I vote her out. And I don't believe this, but she said you and Taylor have like a final two. Obviously, she doesn't know about our final two. I don't know. It feels kind of extreme to say that if I vote her out, we won't have a friendship. And Monty's like, yeah, that's not cool. Not cool to give her, to give an ultimatum like that. Like that's really, really uncool to not vote for the person that betrays you in the game, Turner, because I definitely don't have a final two with Taylor. And I definitely don't plan to cut you and hope that I would get your vote over Taylor in the final two. Definitely really uncool for somebody to do something like that.
Yeah. And Turner says it pisses him off and just makes him want to vote her out more because I think you and I have talked about this exact same thing where people don't like to feel guilty. So people hate to feel guilty. So the guilt trip strategy makes you plant your feet harder and want to get rid of that person that's making you feel bad even more, because the more that you can cast them as like the other and like somebody that like, oh, well, now she's threatening me, so she's the bad guy, the more you can assuage that guilt and the more it's going to make you not want to work with them. Like, it's way easier to just like decide like, oh, whatever, I don't want to feel bad anymore, that person is like out of my purview, than it is to try to like mend the fence. There are two ways of easing guilt, right? Like making it right and just like putting it aside, and putting it aside is way easier.
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like I think it can feel like blackmail, where it's like, sure, I can appease you in this situation to try to alleviate the guilt that you're making me feel. But the fact that you're making me feel guilt, this is an unlimited resource. You could keep doing this to me constantly. So better for me to just cut it off entirely. Not to say that that is the correct necessarily reaction to feeling guilt. But it certainly is one that is very common.
I also genuinely think that like there's no way to regulate this. So like, I don't know how there would ever be a rule, but I think like threatening stuff outside the house is like really bad precedent, because like, what if you go into the house and you're like super wealthy and everybody knows that you're super wealthy and you have access to like celebrities or a boat or like all this stuff, then like, your friends, well,
celebrities are a boat. Yeah.
Like I'm completely serious. Like all these people, not all of them, many people go on Big Brother wanting to like get Instagram followers and be able to live off of like hawking flat tummy tea. Right. So if there's somebody in there that has connections and they tell you like, oh, well, if you do this, then I'm not going to talk to you outside the house. Like, I think that there, it introduces an element of like outside game stuff, like socioeconomic stuff, that is like completely not fair. And obviously this is not what's happening with Alyssa. Alyssa is like, you know, a 20 something, whatever. But like, I do think that threatening stuff outside the game is like just bad practice. I find it icky.
I mean, yeah, this is the social media mogul himself used this tactic before. Didn't quite work, but you know, he tried it. Anyway, Alyssa is going to talk to Brittany after her conversation with Turner, and she's going to tell Brittany about the conversation with Turner. She says, I don't understand why he would be so adamant about promising me that he's going to keep me, not going to betray me, if he just plans to vote me out. Like, Brittany, help me understand this, because I just don't see why he would do this. Brittany's like, I don't know, like maybe he's trying to convince me to flip on Taylor and then keep Taylor anyway. Like, I don't know, but I'm telling you, he told me straight up he was planning to vote you out and that he didn't want you to know until Wednesday night. She's like, wow. Well, let me tell you, Brittany, if I stay in this house, I'm going right after Monty, and I'm going after Turner. Brittany says, well, I'm definitely a vote to keep you this week. Unless something really wild happens, I will be voting for you to stay. I will probably lose Taylor's jury vote, but whatever. I feel better about you winning next week than what will happen if Taylor wins next week.
Yeah, because Alyssa's totally going to win. She's proven herself absolutely capable.
And also, like, I don't think Taylor would cut Brittany. Now, you know, is there a reason for Brittany to keep Alyssa other than that? Absolutely. Alyssa's the only person that Brittany has any hope of beating in the end, which is really the only reason she should keep Alyssa, along with the fact that, like, if she can convince Turner to flip on Monty, that would be great. But the distrust of Taylor, I think, is unwarranted. I think that Taylor is going to take Brittany to the final two all the way down if she can. Brittany says to Alyssa, okay, look, if Turner's not willing to even engage with you in this conversation, just completely denying everything, then what you need to do is convince Monty that you don't have my vote. Because if Monty feels comfortable that I'm not voting for you to stay, then he won't feel the need to push Turner as much to vote you out. And maybe he'll be, you know, maybe that will be enough space for Turner to decide he wants to keep you or wants to at least throw you a vote. And maybe, you know, there's a chance that Monty, you know, again, not in realizing that he needs Turner's vote, won't push back as hard as he otherwise would. So the plan for you is to go to Monty and pitch to him like you need him, even though we both know he's never flipping, but convince him that you don't have me. So that should be the plan.
Yeah, fine. I understand where they're coming from. I feel like if I'm Alyssa, I would rather just like keep working on Turner.
Well, I think the plan is to keep working on Turner. This is just to sort of just try to get Monty out of the way a little bit.
Yeah, but if she's also still going and pitching to Turner, Turner is going to tell Monty that. That's going to ruin the plan of like pretending.
The plan is to go to Monty and say, I'm relying on Turner. She says, I trust Turner's vote. I'm obviously not getting Brittany.
Okay.
I need you, Monty. So that she can freely pitch to Turner saying, I want your one vote. And then hopefully I get Monty and they can be like, haha, little do you know, I have Monty. But little did they know she does have Brittany is sort of the plan.
Right. Fine. It's fun watching scrambling. I wish that there was gameplay happening from Taylor as well.
Listen, there's definitely play happening from Taylor.
Yeah, foreplay. I said gameplay.
Alyssa's also going to let Brittany know in this conversation that Monty did, in fact, know that she was going to go up on the block the week of Turner's HOH. In fact, he knew everything. The second they came, the split house came back together, Monty and Turner and Kyle like got together and they just spilled everything to each other. And Brittany's like, oh my God, are you serious? Is Monty spent so much time the other day dragging me through the mud for doubting him about the fact that he knew and it was true all along. Oh my God. In some ways I'm relieved. Cause he was really giving me, some there.
Yeah. Brittany is the only one who's allowed to manipulate or obfuscate any truths. Otherwise everybody else is a bad person.
This is exactly what Brittany has done to other people. But obviously it's bad gameplay regardless. Mm-hmm. So that's where Brittany stands there. Alyssa is going to go and talk to Monty. Monty first talks to Taylor and lets her know what Turner told him. He says he thinks there's a chance that Turner came up there hoping to cast a sympathy vote for Taylor or for Alyssa. But luckily, it seems like he saw through what Alyssa was doing and Turner is still a vote to keep Taylor. So it should all still be fine. Taylor's like, great, sounds good. And then Alyssa's going to talk to Monty and she does exactly what she planned with Brittany. She says she feels good about having Turner's vote, but Brittany is giving her the, I don't know. And she knows what that means. She doesn't have Brittany's vote. Right. So obviously she's relying on Monty, that Monty will hopefully be able to break the tie with Turner's vote to keep her. And she gives him a little pitch about why, you know, it's best for her to stay. But again, this is all sort of a facade to sort of make him feel comfortable. And they talk for a little while and then, you know, the conversation ends.
Yeah. Just one more thing from one of the Brittany and Alyssa conversations is that Brittany is telling Alyssa how annoyed she is with Taylor for, like, she's got so many final threes. She's got a final three with me and Monty. She's got a final three with me and Turner. She's got a final three. And Alyssa should be saying, Brittany, you're in all of those final threes. Like, clearly you also have a bunch of final threes with people. If it's you and Taylor and every person in this house, you're also doing the same thing. But the alarm bells don't go off, or at least Alyssa doesn't say anything. I feel like, like I said earlier, this whole day is Alyssa and Brittany just ignoring all of the red flags from each other because they're like each other's only option right now. Or they're not, but Brittany has decided that she is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Alyssa has no incentive to be like, well, Brittany, you're in those final threes because, you know, Brittany's not on the block.
But it's so annoying that Brittany is all day calling out Taylor and other people for all the stuff that she has also done.
Yes. And again, like the distrust of Taylor, I think very much, again, unwarranted. And while I do think that there is a strategic reason for Brittany to want to keep Alyssa because Alyssa's potentially the only person she would even have a shot at beating, that doesn't appear to be her motivation here. Like she might be doing the right thing, but very clearly, I think, for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
She's kind of like accepted her fate as a losing finalist. And she feels like the best way to get there is to go with Alyssa, which there's an argument for it under certain circumstances, but she's not really like recognizing like, oh, this is just to get Alyssa to the end, 'cause I maybe can beat Alyssa. Especially because this new plan to try to potentially like trick, like worst case scenario, trick Turner into voting to keep Alyssa and then blindside them when it comes down to the vote, will not turn Turner against Monty in the way that would be necessary to put Brittany in the best position to get to final two. It would just make Monty and Turner feel like they got tricked. And then they would be together at the final four to take out Brittany. That's a worse position than Brittany would be in with Taylor to get to the end. So if that's her goal, this is the worst plan, I think, that she has. if her goal is to win the game, then it's really the only plan that she has. But it still could be better because, again, I think that, like, first of all, the sympathy vote trick has never worked in the history of the show. It certainly could, but it hasn't in the past. Second, I think there are some very decent arguments to make to Turner. And no, he's not very easily persuaded by women, but he certainly could, I think, start to realize that, you know, his path forward with Brittany and Alyssa. Alyssa says it to him like, hey, your path with me and Alyssa, or me and Brittany, is much better than the path with Monty. And he's like, yeah, I know. But there's a very good argument that, like, listen, Turner, like, let's just sit down and think about this for a second. Okay. If you vote Alyssa out, Brittany could say this, Alyssa could say this, whatever. You're not getting Alyssa's vote because that means that you're choosing one friendship over her friendship, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's obviously not the right move to go with Monty. Like, that's obvious. The only reason you go with Monty is because you want to be loyal to your bro. Gentleman's agreement, whatever it is, like, we're not going to respect that. You don't get Alyssa's vote. You don't get Brittany's vote. You know, you're not getting Jasmine's vote. You're not getting Michael's vote after the LGBTQ thing. And certainly if Brittany goes to the jury and you know, further elaborates on that, you're not getting Taylor's vote against Monty. That's five to begin with. You're not getting Joseph's vote against Monty. That's six votes. Like, how do you think you're winning this game, Turner? Like, this is your only path forward if you want any chance of winning. I know that you're bros with Monty, but this is the time for you to take control of the game and become the front runner. Would it work? I don't know. Probably not. Threatening jury votes is never a very effective strategy, but it, I think it's a better strategy than going for the Hail Mary of trying to trick him into a sympathy vote.
It's also not genuinely, it's not threatening jury votes. It's laying out the accurate depiction of what will happen.
Right. And so and it's it's very true. I think Turner gets crushed by Monty in a jury vote, especially considering what he's doing to Alyssa here. I mean, we're just this has been a season of atrocious jury management between what Brittany had been doing all season, what Monty did with Brittany, what Turner is now doing with Alyssa. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah. So what I was going to say earlier when you were talking about Brittany, like this could be the right play for the wrong reasons is just like, I do not envy you doing retrospectives on these people's games because it's so hard to separate the results from the process where I feel like people all season have been getting lucky with the right move happening for the completely wrong reasons. And it's very difficult to disentangle that, especially with this jury management like catastrophe from almost everybody.
Even down to the leftovers forming because of old school, even though old school wasn't really that much of a thing. It was like the thing that kicked them into gear, a gear that they should have been in the first place. It's So that's about. And then, of course, you know, the uncaged snake happened.
Yeah.
And that was the best.
That's what I'm here for. Can I say this is my favorite season that I've ever watched since I started watching Big Brother?
Of course you can say it.
This has been really fun. I usually get so bored halfway through the Big Brother season. You'll see me not be on as many updates later in the season throughout all of this because it's kind of it's either a foregone conclusion or I hate everybody so much or I'm like disgusted with everybody so much that I'm just done. This is so fun because nobody is that good at it. Nobody is like way out in front. There is still new showmances happening 70 days in. People are taking this way too personally, which I love. People need the money, which I love because that adds a level of fire under people's ass that is much more interesting than people just playing because they want to win Big Brother. And it's just a really dynamic final five. I can't say I love most of them personally, but as their interactions go, it's very dynamic. Everybody has a very different relationship with everybody. It's not like there's 2 and 3 or 4 and 1 or anything like that. And I feel like you don't see that often these later in the seasons. I feel like this season took a while to pay off because I thought at the beginning the chemistry of this cast was very bad. And now I think it's really ramped up.
Well, there you go. This is our final five. And this really like if something is going to happen here, I think there are a couple of things, right? We have to watch for Alyssa talking to Turner. Can she either convince him to full on just vote to keep her? Can she pitch that, like, I've got Brittany. If you and Brittany keep me, then I will stay. And that is a much better spot for you. Or can she at least trick him into casting the sympathy vote? She's probably going to make that attempt here today. This is probably her last opportunity to do so. Thursday is going to be too late, I think. So watch out for that today here on the feeds. And then of course, you know, like where does Brittany fall in this? Do they find out about, Taylor and Monty? The fact that Taylor, is going to potentially be caught up in Monty's bedroom for the second night in a row, definitely could get some eyes, you know, turning, some heads turning. I know that Turner, definitely like very clearly checked Taylor's bed this morning and she was not in it. So we will see if that has any kind of implication here today. This is it's basically like if we're on Taylor watch, there's like a 24-hour countdown clock happening right now that if she can make it through these 24 hours without getting caught or without Turner deciding to vote to keep Alyssa, then she'll probably be fine. But before those 24 hours lapse, she's still in the danger zone.
Wow, I feel very Jack Bauer. Designated yeah. survivor. Okay, so give us the official percentage breakdown, Taylor versus Alyssa.
I think Taylor's still more likely than not to stay, for sure.
Me too, but is it 60-40? Is it 80-20?
I would say right now, I would say it's probably like 85-15-ish.
Nice.
Right?
Like those
Yeah.
D.
Yeah, like not super likely that something happens, but, because the sympathy vote thing is, I think, a tough sell. I don't think Monty will allow it. And no matter how comfortable he feels about Brittany, because I don't think he wants to break the tie. I don't think that's going
to
work.
And also, I don't think he wants the girl that is sleeping with him to be mad at him.
Right. He wants to be able to assure her that I've got control of Turner. I put you on the block and I made the deal with Turner. I'm in control of the situation. He's not going to want to feel like, oh, well, now Turner's voting to, and now I'm having to break the tie. Like, things got a little riskier than they should have. Mm-hmm. That just gives Taylor more reason to be upset with him for putting her on the block in the first place. I don't think Monty will agree to a Turner sympathy vote. And I don't think Turner will give a sympathy vote unless Monty agrees. Then there's the option of, can they convince Turner to just full on Turner on Monty? I think that's a tough sell. And I think it's the sell that they're not trying to make right now.
The longer they wait, the worse it is.
Yes. And I think the reason it shouldn't be a tough sell, because it's a very clear move for Turner. Right. But I think that, again, he plays a very bro focused game, and one that is very, scared to turn on the bros. I think that even though it would be him, Alyssa, and Brittany all against Monty next week, I think he would still be like, well, but then Monty's going to win and he's going to take me out at four. Mm-hmm. So I think that he's going to be reluctant to do that. So I think that odds are still very good that Taylor stays, but she's not quite out of the danger zone yet. Now, again, if the Monte business leaks out, I do think that that could flip Turner. Turner was always somebody who was very adamant about the fact that Kyle should not turn on Alyssa, that Kyle should never turn on Alyssa. Showmance was going on. I think that he will feel like, whoa, I saw what happened with Kyle and Alyssa. Monty's not cutting Taylor if they're together. And that may change his mind on things. So that's honestly where more of the, I think, percentage at this point is coming from. The fact that Brittany has already turned is obviously as well a big aspect of this. Though I do think that Taylor could have a conversation with Brittany and turn her back around still. Yes. So there's still a lot that could happen here, but I do feel like odds are still good for Taylor at this point.
Great. Love to hear it.
All right. So that's what we've got. Of course, I'll be live tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. I will likely be able to confirm whether or not it will be Taylor or Alyssa that leaves on Thursday night. I will also be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tonight's episode with all of you. I'll also be doing a cooking stream today at around 4 p.m. Eastern. So you can hang out and cook with me or eat with me, I guess. I don't know. It'll be a good time. So tune in for that at over on Twitch. House of the Dragon coverage. We've got an Among Us video dropping today. All kinds of good stuff going on there. Of course, we'll have a podcast tonight after the episode. And then tomorrow, Stockwatch stream over on Twitch and episode recap, all that good stuff. You can find all of the stuff I'm doing over on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Lita, where can people find you?
So this might be my last update this season. So gonna really hammer home to follow me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted, because in a couple of months, I know it's far away, but there will be, I have a very big announcement coming in a couple months. So just follow me on Twitter now while you're here. You can follow me on Instagram at Lita Tweeted. You can follow my food Instagram at Lita Eated Vegan. And follow my dog on Instagram, Saucy Cassie PGH. And listen to Stan Uatu, listen to Lonely Boys. DM me for my Discord if you want to play Overwatch with me. I'm in like full getting ready for Overwatch 2 mode. I'm not going to give out my Discord. But if you are actually going to play Overwatch with me, DM me on Twitter or Instagram, and I will add you on Discord because I'm always looking for a group. I think that's it.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.